performed live on stage for one night only. USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes us back in time.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting a new TV special honoring All in the Family and the Jeffersons. ABC announced a press release saying the 51-year-old television personality will present a tribute to the classic Norman Lear series. Live in front of a studio audience, Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons. The tribute will recreate an original episode from both All in the Family and the Jeffersons. Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei will play Archie and Edith Bunker in All in the Family. And Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes will play George and Wheezy Jefferson in The Jeffersons. All in the Family ran for 9 seasons during the 70s, and The Jeffersons ran for 11 on CBS. The live 90-minute special will air May 22nd on ABC. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, it was back on this date in 2004 when Pat Tillman, who gave up his pro football career to enlist in the U.S. Army after the terrorist attacks on 9/11, was killed in friendly fire in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, guys, and your weather today will be... Wait, can we hear me? This is our first show in a while, so we might be having some technical difficulties. All right, so our weather today is going to be thunder showers. Heavy rain and severe thunderstorms take aim at the southern plains. Let's see. That doesn't help us very much. We are looking at like we're going to be in the 60s this evening with a 50% chance of rain. And Tuesday, April 23rd, we're going to have partly cloudy. High of 58 with 15% chance of showers early in the morning, moving into sunshine and 60s in the afternoon. Again, going back to partly cloudy in the evening. Wednesday, April 24th, we're going to be partly cloudy, very slim chance of rain, only 5%, and then mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high of 67. And that is your weather forecast for today, Monday, 22nd.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hello and welcome to our first episode of Curate. I am Devin LeCompte, your host and guide, as we explore the finest in Hunterdon County living. Join us as we bring to life the pages of Hunterdon County. We will explore the incredible people, places, and businesses that are interwoven into the fabric of our community by discussing trends, events, what's happening when, and why it's important to you. Curate by Devin LeCompte, Keelan Lattman, Sotheby's International Realty, explores the best of Hunterdon County living. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to @DevinLeCompteRealtor to learn more about each week's episodes. Now, without further delay, let's get started. This week, we'll be speaking with Marissa Nooney of the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative. This initiative is included in your Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce membership and can help keep your employees healthy by teaching strategies to reduce stress, boost morale, increase productivity, and save money. We are creating a culture of health in Hunterdon County businesses. This initiative, HHWI, started in 2016 as a result of the Hunterdon County Partnership for Health, a countywide coalition of over 60 community agencies sharing a common interest in promoting the health of Hunterdon County residents. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce began the initiative to help business businesses incorporate wellness programs into their workplaces. Many businesses may not have the resources or time to provide wellness programs or plans. By joining this free initiative, everything is done for you. The HHWI committee creates challenges for their participants to use in their workplace. Weekly e-newsletters are sent with healthy recipes, local events, and helpful tips. And as a member of the initiative, you can attend quarterly meetings with informative speakers. The quarterly meetings have a different topic each time that covers all aspects of wellness, including healthy eating, staying active, mental health, and more. The initiative focuses on their hashtag small challenges, big impact. HHWI believes that when you make small changes in your lifestyle, it will have a big impact on your health.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hello, and welcome back to our first episode of Curate. We are here with Marissa Nooney of the Hunterdon Healthy Workforce Initiative. Hi, Marissa. Welcome. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. No, thank you so much for being here. I'm excited to have you as part of the show. So I just went over basically what the website description was for the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative. But please educate me. What are your thoughts on the program? How are you involved?
So I'm on the committee, and we meet monthly, and we're trying to recruit more businesses to start this initiative. And pretty much it's really easy. It's free. We give you all the resources, because a lot of small businesses in Hunterdon County, they don't have the resources. So we try to provide the challenges and different things you can do with your employees to just make your workplace a healthier place.
That's great. So what are some of the challenges and the programs that you guys provide?
So some challenges we do walking challenges. We did something during the holidays called Maintain, Don't Gain. So the statistics are that every adult gains 5 to 7 pounds during the holidays. So with this challenge, we were encouraging people to either maintain their weight or lose it. And if they lost it, they got a point. And if they maintained it, they got a point.
I definitely would have been losing points.
It is kind of hard during the holidays, but this gives you an incentive and motivates people. So we will do business-to-business challenges so people get competitive. And then at the quarterly meetings, we'll reward someone with a prize.
Oh, that's so much fun. Mm-hmm. What type of businesses are you working with right now? Can I ask that question?
Sure. So right on the website, it lists the businesses. There's a lot of doctor's offices, some lawyer's offices, accountants. It's really whoever wants to participate.
All based in Hunterdon County, right?
Yes.
And can individuals join if they want to?
Yeah, anybody can join if they want the tips, if they want to get the weekly newsletter. Really anyone who wants to be involved can join.
That's wonderful. Now, how did this program start? I think I said that it was back in 2016.
Yes.
Were you a part of that?
I was. So it started from the Partnership of Health. So they are trying to improve the health in Hunterdon County. And this is just a little side committee who is bringing the health and wellness into workplaces.
Now, you said it started with the Partnership for Health. Mm-hmm. Is that a Hunterdon County organization, or is that a statewide organization?
That is a Hunterdon County organization. It's like a coalition.
Okay. Okay, so now you guys are really the ones that are going out and talking to the business owners and the corporations. Mm-hmm. ShopRite, I think, is one, for example.
Yeah.
To encourage them to get out and move and be active?
Yep, to not only move and be active, but also eat healthy, as well as keep your mental health stable and do things to de-stress. So at the quarterly meetings, we'll have a different speaker every time for a different topic, and really anybody can come. So we just did, on April 3rd, was National Move More Day, where we encourage businesses to come out during the day, either before, during, or after work, and just come on a walk. And every year, it's really successful.
I was actually part of that this year.
Oh.
I didn't see you because I was at the 8 a.m. one in Clinton. We met at the Red Mill. And it was so much fun. I brought my dog out and a few of my friends and colleagues. And, yeah, we did a nice walk around the town of Clinton.
Nice.
And we got a free T-shirt, so that's always a plus. But did you go on the afternoon walks?
So, actually, this year I was on vacation.
Oh,
but I was there last year at all three walks.
There you go. You have a really big role in this initiative, don't you? I mean, I think it's even your email and contact info if somebody does want to learn more.
Yeah. So if anyone listening, if you want to join the initiative or get a group of your colleagues to join, you can email me. My email is M as in Mary, N as in Nancy, at HunterdonCardiovascular.com. And I can enroll you. I can give you a bunch of resources. I'll put you on the newsletter. We can even come and talk with your HR person to explain the program more in depth and get more people on board.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Marissa. I know it's not easy to lead an organization such as this one. Where do you foresee this group going in the future?
Well, hopefully, I'm hoping more people join, more people want to become healthy, and really it benefits the employer if their employees participate, because when you act more healthy, especially at work with snacking or just being healthy in general, it boosts morale, you know, it reduces stress, people are less likely to call out of work, so it really does benefit the employer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now you're talking about these quarterly meetings for a minute. I know we've touched on them once or twice. And is that's open to anyone?
Yeah, it's open to anybody in the chamber. The invite goes out to everybody, and really anybody can come. You can hear what the speaker has to say. A lot of times we have food and drinks and
healthy food and drinks.
Oh, yes, sure. Of course. And yeah, it's always a fun time.
So when and where?
It's a different place every time.
Okay.
And sometimes it's in the morning, usually a Friday at 8 o'clock, but lately we have been doing 12 o'clock. We had a barbecue last summer, a healthy barbecue. And yeah, it's always, we always have a high attendance. So
that's excellent. That's excellent. What do you do to stay healthy? Because you're always in great shape and I feel like you're always active. Do you have any tips or tricks for the listeners?
Yeah. So I try to exercise at least 3 times a week, for at least 45 minutes. So that's always important. Exercising, even when you're at your desk all day, it's important to, they say, every hour, stand up, stretch, move around. And also really eating healthy, you know, fruits, vegetables, protein.
Now you're directly related, your career that you are in is directly related to healthcare as well, right?
Correct.
Do you find a lot of correlation between the two? Has that helped you with your role in the initiative or vice versa?
I think so, because I work for a cardiology office and we're always trying to push the patients to eat healthy, because the healthier you are, the healthier your heart will be. So yes, definitely, it's definitely connected.
That's great. That's fantastic. So 2016, you guys started as a committee of the main branch, and now we're just going out and spending time in the community, just working with our employers to get their employees to be, you know, to be moving and be healthy and active.
Yeah.
What events do we have coming up? Is there anything in the near future?
We are having a meeting in June. We haven't decided exactly the topic or who's going to be the speaker, but that will definitely be coming up soon. And we have a meeting in May. So once we decide on that information, we'll let everybody know.
That's great. And again, can you tell our listeners where they can contact you if they want to enroll in that program?
Sure. My email is mmary@huntertoncardiovascular.com, or they could even call me at 908-788-1710, and I'm extension 250.
And we will be glad to list that on our Facebook page after the show. Awesome. So we are going to go off to our news break, and we will be back shortly. Thanks so much for tuning in.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's Easter Monday, which means the annual Easter egg roll on the south lawn of the White House. The president welcomes everyone to the White House.
Welcome to the 2019 White House Easter egg roll. This is 141 years that we've been doing this. I don't remember the first one.
If you are ever interested in taking part in that Easter egg roll, it's a lottery system, so you put your name in the hat and then they get in touch with you if you're one of the lucky ones selected. The Trump administration is tightening sanctions on Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing a plan that will try to bring down Iran's oil exports to zero.
We will no longer grant any exemptions. We're going to zero. We will continue to enforce sanctions and monitor compliance. Any nation or entity interacting with Iran should do its diligence and err on the side of caution.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare. And it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has issued a statement of condemnation in reference to the attacks in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
In the release from the U.S. State Department, Mr. Pompeo declared, "Attacks on innocent people gathering in a place of worship or enjoying a holiday meal are affronts to the universal values and freedoms that we hold dear and demonstrate yet again the brutal nature of radical terrorists whose sole aim is to threaten peace and security." He also confirmed that several U.S. citizens were among those killed.
The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a set of high-profile cases involving gay rights and the rights of transgender people in the workplace. The justices announced that they will consider whether existing federal law banning employment-related sex discrimination also prohibits discriminating against individuals on the basis of sexual orientation or because they're transgender. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Two TV shows from the 70s will be performed live on stage for one night only. USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes us back in time.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting a new TV special honoring All in the Family and the Jeffersons. ABC announced a press release saying the 51-year-old television personality will present a tribute to the classic Norman Lear series. Live in front of a studio audience, Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons. The tribute will recreate an original episode from both All in the Family and the Jeffersons. Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei will play Archie and Edith Bunker in All in the Family. And Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes will play George and Wheezy Jefferson in The Jeffersons. All in the Family ran for 9 seasons during the 70s, and The Jeffersons ran for 11 on CBS. The live 90-minute special will air May 22nd on ABC. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, it was back on this date in 2004 when Pat Tillman, who gave up his pro football career to enlist in the U.S. Army after the terrorist attacks on 9/11, was killed in friendly fire in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
All right, guys. Hello and welcome back to episode 1 of Curate. I'm your host, Devin LeCompte with Keeneland Lattman, Sotheby's International Realty. Today we are here talking with Marissa Nooney from the 100 and Healthy Workforce Initiative. Marissa has been a part of this initiative since the startup of it, and something that we were discussing while we were on break is the fact that this is a free resource to chamber members and the community at large. So, 100 and as a whole, I think, you know, there's so many hidden gems to our county, and this is really one of them. So, if there are any businesses, employers, or individuals that are interested in, you know, getting involved and making and helping their employees stay active and stay healthy, please do not hesitate to reach out to Marissa. Her email address is mn@huntertoncardiovascular.com, and we will share that on our Facebook page after the show. But Marissa, it really is. I think it's overlooked quite a bit with how generous this program is. What type of benefits? We touched on it before, but there's quite a few benefits that this is to the employers and to the employees that partake in the initiative.
Yeah. So, yeah, again, it is completely free. We do everything for you and pretty much just hand it over. But really, business owners should understand that it does reduce absentee rate. It increases productivity. You can potentially get discounts on insurance costs because of that. It reduces stress for the employees. So overall, they're going to be more efficient and effective, which is always a good thing for employers.
You say do everything for you. Now, this is that
program that you're creating. What does that look like?
So really, it's throughout the newsletter. So we will give suggestions for challenges, or we'll do an overall challenge for everyone to participate. Okay. And then we give a bunch of recipes. We let you know of local healthy events, health fairs, or local 5Ks that you can participate, or even walks. So we just try to keep you knowledgeable of easy things that you can do, invite your coworkers, or stuff you can do in your own office.
Do you have a favorite recipe?
I do.
Am I putting you on the spot with
that's
this?
That's okay. I love spaghetti squash, because whenever I'm craving spaghetti and I don't want to eat carbs for the day, I will just cook up some spaghetti squash, add some sauce, and it's almost just like eating spaghetti.
Okay, how do you cook up spaghetti squash? Well, I made it once or twice, and when I do it, it's just too watery.
Oh, so what I do is I just cut it in half. I put some oil, vegetable oil on it. I just put it right in the oven for almost an hour. And then I take it out and I scrape it out. And then I warm up the sauce and just mix it together. That's it. So easy.
I'm going to have to try it again. I don't know what I did to mine last time, but I have not had much success with it. My mom actually gave me an awesome granola recipe the other day that she got from one of her friends, so I have to give credit where credit is due. But it was super simple, and there's so many different variations that you can make on granola, which I think is part of the fun in it, is you can really craft it to suit your needs. I'm trying to get the ingredients. So we used a bunch of old-fashioned oats, different nuts. I used unsalted almonds and salted cashews, pecans, some honey, vegetable oil, salt, eggs, and unsweetened coconut flakes.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, you mix together the dry and the wet, and then combine them, throw them on a sheet pan on some parchment paper, and stick them in the oven. Wow. And stir it around a little bit, and it lasts for about 2 weeks. So nice. I just stick it in a jar and carry it with me, and that's my snack on the go every day, so I don't have to stop at McDonald's or Dunkin' Donuts or grab some pizza. There's always a healthy alternative, I think, that we just have to really dig deep and find it. And that's what your newsletter is great for,
definitely.
Right?
There's something else I wanted to mention, and it is the hashtag that you mentioned before, which is small changes, big impact. Mm. So what that hashtag actually means is when you make small changes, it could have a big impact in your life. So, for example, someone who's a part of the initiative, they completely cut out soda. They were drinking soda all the time, and the doctor told them, you know, it's not really healthy. So they completely stopped drinking it, and they lost a lot of weight. I think it was 20 pounds.
Oh, wow.
So when you make little changes like that, even if it's going on a walk or eating more vegetables, it definitely has a big impact in your life.
Well, and something that I've learned through you guys as well is that those little changes, there can be alternatives. Mm-hmm. So I don't drink enough water, but I've switched to soda water. And I can drink, I mean, I like soda. So drinking seltzer all day, every day is a great alternative to find, you know, that way to consume more water or to consume less soda. And the Healthy 100 and Workforce is here to help you with those changes and those edits.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So what is this hashtag? We're using this every time that, you know, we're posting on social media about something that we're doing. When do you guys want to see that used?
Pretty much for anything. If you have a recommendation for an alternative or any kind of recipe, really anything to do with becoming more healthy.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Is there anything else that you wanted to share about that newsletter? You said it's recipes, it's exercises, right? Do you have any tips for our listeners on like desk exercises? So while they're sitting at work, but you said get up every hour and move around, right?
Yes.
What have you found to be successful to help you do that personally?
I actually put a little alarm on my calendar, and then I will stand up, stretch, reach up, reach down. You know, you want to thrust your hips forward for your lower back. Putting your arms out will stretch out your shoulders. And then at 3 o'clock, I will go to every department in my job to get the other employees to stand up and get them
Look
moving
at
around.
You. That's fantastic. We need a Marissa in my office.
Yes.
I stand up when I go to the coffee machine. Kidding. No, that's a very, very good practice, I think, to get into the habit of getting up and moving around. I notice, at least for me, when I do sit in front of my computer for too long, you know, you start to feel it in your neck and your shoulders and your lower back. Fortunately, I'm moving around enough because in real estate, I'm constantly between appointments. But definitely when you're sitting at a desk all day, there's certain things that that can just cramp up and jam up, and we need to make sure that we're staying mobile throughout
yes,
it.
Definitely.
One thing that we're talking about off air too is something that I do that you mentioned is, you know, going home at night. I don't like going to the gym. I don't want to work out in front of people. So I've utilized YouTube videos. And subscribing to different YouTube channels, like the yoga channels, mm-hmm. or, you know,
there's so many different things on YouTube and online. It's a great resource. There's so many different videos and just easy things you could do at home with your body weight. And then if you don't feel like watching a video, you can just go on a walk. Walking's really important. It gets the blood moving. And there's just so many different alternatives to working out that you don't have to go to a gym if you don't want to.
Especially with this beautiful Hunterdon County weather.
That's right.
Hopefully one of these shows we're going to have on somebody maybe from the Park and Recs Commission or one of our local parks. We have such beautiful trails mm-hmm. and nature preserves here in Hunterdon County. Please, we encourage you to get out and explore them. Go for a hike. Take your dog for a walk.
Or even your kids.
There you go. yeah, they love getting out there. I mean, we have obstacle courses set up. I know there's one on Route 31. We can find some more information about that, but the kids love that.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, Deer Path Park is starting their weekly music in the park.
Yes, that's always
so
nice.
So go dancing. We have salsa night here in Flemington. Mm-hmm. Lots of opportunities to be active, and Marissa and I both encourage you strongly to get out and move. And, you know, like you said, what is it?
Small changes, big impact.
perfect. Well, on that note, we're going to break for a quick commercial, but we will be right back after these messages.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, hello, and welcome back to episode one of Curate. I'm your host, Devin LeCompte, with Keeneland Lattman, Sotheby's International Realty, and I am here with Marissa Nooney of Hunterdon Cardiovascular, but here representing the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative. That is, all of your titles are just mouthfuls, Marissa. But we were talking about the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative and how it's a phenomenal resource to individuals and employers, business owners, etc. of Hunterdon County to help encourage getting their employees and coworkers out active, making healthy food decisions, and overall leading to, you know, better morale, more engaged employees, reduced stress in the office, etc. So Marissa, you were mentioning something over the break about health insurance.
Yes. So a lot of people don't know that their own health insurance has a bunch of different benefits. So I know, for example, Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield, if you go to the gym 12 times a month, they will reimburse you and pay for your gym membership, or there might be a cap on that. But it's important that if you contact your health insurance company and ask them, there's so many different benefits. I know another example, my friend, her insurance company follows her vitals when she sends in her blood work and she shows that she's keeping up with being healthy. They will give her some kind of reimbursement. So I think it's important that people contact their health insurance companies and see what's out there, and even employers. When you buy that insurance for your employees, ask them, you know, is there any programs or anything you can provide for us? And they definitely have stuff. You just have to ask.
Now, you might not know the answer to this, but I'm going to go ahead and see if we can get anything. By an employer joining the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative, does that give them any insurance breaks? Do we know that offhand, or is that something, I guess, that the employer would discuss directly with their insurance provider?
I don't think it. So the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative is not connected to any health insurance.
Okay.
But they may, I think, I'm not sure.
So
but
it's worth an ask.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. They may say, like, we're doing these healthy programs, and you never know.
And we'll see. I'm going to have Tom True from True & Associates in Clinton, New Jersey, in Hunterdon County, come on in a few weeks. And we'll have to be sure to ask him that, if he's familiar with the program or if he's aware of any insurance incentives mm-hmm. for being a member.
Yeah, that would be great.
But no, that's really wonderful. Now, you were talking to me earlier also about your committee members.
Yes.
Are you looking for additional committee members? What if there's somebody, you know, that is the Marissa in their office that's going around, you know, once or twice a day and telling everyone to stand up and move and, you know, is bringing in the apples?
Yes, definitely. I think the more people on the committee, the better. Everyone brings different ideas. And if anyone wants to join the committee as well, you can definitely email me, call me. The more, the merrier.
That's wonderful. And again, that contact information is MN for Marissa Nooney at HunterdonCardiovascular.com.
Yes.
And you're also recruiting employers at this time, correct?
Yep. So we definitely want more businesses to join the initiative. So we've been doing different incentives. So for Valentine's Day, we went to different businesses who are not a part of the initiative, and we gave them a box of healthy snacks and water and recipes and a little note saying, you know, come join the initiative. Here's some healthy stuff and let us know. And then we did something similar during Halloween last year, and it's called booing. So you bring someone two boxes of healthy snacks, and then you encourage them. So we brought it to businesses who are a part of the initiative, and then we encourage them to go bring the second box to a company that's not a part of the initiative to try to get them to join. So I think the more businesses in Hunterdon County that join will make Hunterdon County a healthier place overall.
That's wonderful. Well, Marissa, thank you so much for spending time with me to talk about the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative. And thank you for everyone listening. If you need any more information or are interested in signing up for the program, you can learn more on the Chamber website, hunterdon-chamber.com, or by contacting Marissa Nooney directly at mncardiovascular.com.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you so much, Marissa. Thank you for joining us and being a part of Episode 1. And thank you also to Chris Bianca and Michelle Hurley for your behind-the-scenes help on bringing the show to air, and to all of you for listening. If you are craving more of Curate, visit us on Facebook at Devin LeCompte Realtor for more from this episode and for future episodes. If you have an idea for an episode or would like to participate, please contact me at dlecompte@klsir.com. And tune in next week at 5 p.m. For a discussion with Danielle Hunt from Panache Salon and Day Spa. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's Easter Monday, which means the annual Easter egg roll on the south lawn of the White House. The president welcomes everyone to the White House.
Welcome to the 2019 White House Easter egg roll. This is 141 years that we've been doing this. I don't remember the first one.
If you are ever interested in taking part in that Easter egg roll, it's a lottery system, so you put your name in the hat and then they get in touch with you if you're one of the lucky ones selected. The Trump administration is tightening sanctions on Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing a plan that will try to bring down Iran's oil exports to zero.
We will no longer grant any exemptions. We're going to zero. We will continue to enforce sanctions and monitor compliance. Any nation or entity interacting with Iran should do its diligence and err on the side of caution.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare. And it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has issued a statement of condemnation in reference to the attacks in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
In the release from the U.S. State Department, Mr. Pompeo declared, attacks on innocent people gathering in a place of worship or enjoying a holiday meal are affronts to the universal values and freedoms that we hold dear and demonstrate yet again the brutal nature of radical terrorists whose sole aim is to threaten peace and security. He also confirmed that several U.S. citizens were among those killed.
The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a set of high-profile cases involving gay rights and the rights of transgender people in the workplace. The justices announced that they will consider whether existing federal law banning employment-related sex discrimination also prohibits discriminating against individuals on the basis of sexual orientation or because they're transgender. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities.
and the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Two TV shows from the 70s will be performed live on stage for one night only. USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes us back in time.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting a new TV special honoring All in the Family and the Jeffersons. ABC announced a press release saying the 51-year-old television personality will present a tribute to the classic Norman Lear series. Live in front of a studio audience, Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons. The tribute will recreate an original episode from both All in the Family and the Jeffersons. Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei will play Archie and Edith Bunker in All in the Family. And Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes will play George and Wheezy Jefferson in The Jeffersons. All in the Family ran for 9 seasons during the 70s, and The Jeffersons ran for 11 on CBS. The live 90-minute special will air May 22nd on ABC. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, it was back on this date in 2004 when Pat Tillman, who gave up his pro football career to enlist in the U.S. Army after the terrorist attacks on 9/11, was killed in friendly fire in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
everybody.
Familia was a 12-year veteran assigned to the 46th Precinct's Anti-Crime Unit. State Senator Marisol Alcantara knew her well.
She took care of her mother. Her mother is a cancer survivor, and her mother is devastated.
Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New York.
Injured in a shooting at a ball field last month, doctors have now put Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise back into an intensive care unit.